Yesterday on the broadcast, we begin looking at the book of 1 Peter, and I do hope that you'll be able to have your Bible open as we look together. Now, some of you cannot, I understand, but if you can't, try to remember, as soon as possible, go to the book of 1 Peter in your Bible and read these verses again. Now, yesterday we established one fact that I believe can easily be established from the entire book of 1 Peter. As I said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout all Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, he is writing to the strangers that were scattered abroad. Now, there is no question that he had Jewish believers in mind. I don't think there's any question about that. But at the same time, he had the Gentiles in mind who had believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we will not read it again today, but chapter 2 and beginning with verse 9, you will find that the Gentiles are involved in this book. Now, that means then, according to verse 1, that we are all strangers. As far as the world system is concerned, we're all strangers, and we have not found acceptance in the world system in which we live. Many of us do not find acceptance in our own family when we turn to God, turn to Christ, and get saved. So we must consider ourselves then strangers just passing through this world. There's a verse that talks about our being just a stranger passing through this world in which we live. We do not belong here after we have been saved. This is not our home. Now, Christians, remember this. The entire book of 1 Peter, the entire letter, is based upon the fact that Christians suffer. And he gives us many admonitions in this book as to why we suffer and as to how to overcome the suffering that we go through in this life. And so, being a stranger among the people of this world who are sold out to the devil, to the world system that is controlled by the devil, then we can expect to be disliked. We can expect to be mistreated. We can expect tribulation. We can expect trial. And because we're in a body of flesh, we can expect to have some sorrow and some disappointment and expect to have some pain. So Peter is comforting those that are scattered abroad. Now you say, well, why particularly mention those scattered abroad? Well, I think he had the Jewish people in mind who had been saved. And at the same time, I think every born-again child of God at one time or another feels a certain amount of loneliness. Loneliness. We feel as if we are strangers. We're strangers, as I said, sometime in our own household, among our own family. I personally experienced the feeling of loneliness when I got saved as a child and let it be known that I was going to preach the gospel, that God had called me among some of my own dear relatives that we loved and still love. We thank God for relatives and love them dearly, but there were times when I was among some of them that I felt as if I was a stranger. Now, Peter here is going to give us some help along that line, and we need to look for it as we look through this letter. Now, he begins verse 2 with elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Now, that passage of Scripture has been used over and over again by those who would emphasize election to the point that each individual person is elected by God to be saved or to be lost. Well, you'll have to get that somewhere beside here if you get it. In the first place, it is not in the Bible, and you will not get it out of the Bible unless you twist the Word of God and read certain verses in connection with other verses to try to prove your point. One of the most dangerous things that we can do in the study of the Bible is to make up our mind what the Bible has to say and then try to read the Bible and let it prove what we think it says. That's very, very dangerous, and it has led to much false religion and to many cults. So he does not say here that an individual is elected to become a born-again Christian. He simply uses the term elect, which is translated election or chosen or to choose. It's used in the Bible in the sense of God choosing. It's used in the Bible in the sense of men choosing. And we do know that God chose Israel. God chose a nation. He chose Abraham and brought him out of the Ur of the Chaldees and started the nation of Israel. His chosen people, he calls him. His elect people. That's the whole nation of Israel was chosen to be the nation through which Jesus Christ would come to shed his blood. Now, he is adding us in this. In the book of Peter, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. In other words, he chose us in his plans before the foundation of the world. Not that he chose us individually. If we say that we must be elected individually in order to be a Christian, then we would destroy half of the verses in the Bible on salvation, or more than half of the verses in the Bible on salvation, which constantly says, "Whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever shall believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved," and on and on and on we could go. Now, those verses were not put there to try to fool us or confuse us. Those verses tell us that anyone who wants to be saved can be saved. So do not be misled or led astray by those who would try to tell you that God selected certain ones to go to heaven and certain ones to go to hell, because he did not do so. He elect according to the foreknowledge of God. God knows what his plan is, and he knows, for that matter, who is going to be saved. I would not deny that one minute, because God is sovereign and God knows everything. So he knows who will be saved. But that salvation is determined by your accepting the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We'll stick there just a little bit more on the program tomorrow.